Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello everyone, you're listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm Matt Weston, and tonight I'm joined by the Joyce Manor to my Spotify Wrapped into the decade list, my good pal Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
What did you just say?
I said the Joyce Manor to my end of the decade Spotify
Wrapped Joyce Manor
playlist. I guess they're my favorite band. I don't know.
So I'm supposed to know your favorite band?
Well, you know, so do you have Spotify?
No.
So like every year they see
sounds it. Like something rich people have.
It costs $7 a month.
Yeah. Whoa.
All right, Mr. Disney Plus. Oh. Mr. Disney, Hulu, HBO.
What are you talking about? All those together are like $7.
No, that's not true.
That is true. They have a package.
Spotify is great. It's great. But you listen to music like a crazy person. You listen to the same mixtapes from like 2011.
Yeah, I know. You always have to listen to Metro Station, Shake It. If you don't know what that is, just look up the music video. It'll be in your brain forever.
I can hear it in my head already.
Dude, you just need to shake it.
I'm so mad. But at the end of every year, they're like, hey, this is how many minutes of music you listen to. This is the band you listen to the most. This is the artist you listen to the most. And so my band of the decade was Joyce Manor. And they're very good. You probably like them. It's really fast, you know, loud, fast.
You listen to a lot of like folky music, so I don't know if I could listen to what you like. It's a lot of ukulele stuff. What do they have? It's not the ukulele.
Banjos?
It's like, no, it's not. Well, it's like a banjo. What's that little guitar?
Mandolin.
Mandolin, no, that's what it
no,
is.
No, yeah. No, no. Don't you be lying to the listeners.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't listen to that.
You had me like listen to some mandolin the other day.
No.
You said, look how wicked his fingers are.
No.
I don't know what that meant.
Not at all.
You're a mandolin guy.
I can remember the last time I played music for you, but no, not at all. You may actually like this, but that was my number one band for the decade.
All right, number one band of the decade?
That's what the Spotify told me.
No, that's so... You know what? I feel like it's just because of what you listen to is why... But that's not then the number one band of the decade.
No, I'm saying it's my number one band of the decade.
All right, well, you know what mine is?
What's yours?
Probably Metro Station.
That's cool.
Dude, I don't know how, but they won the award again.
Did you have fun at the Churchill High School party after they played their playoff game?
What?
Was the after party a good time?
What after party did I go to?
You went there and played Metro Station for them. Had a great time. Is Cindy doing okay?
Wait, was it this year?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, man, I could.
We know you go back every year.
Okay, I've always thought that if I just get my haircut, shave my face, walk into school with a backpack and some jeans, would people really notice?
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'm willing to roll the dice.
Okay.
I'd go to jail though, right?
Yeah, you would.
What if I didn't do anything?
I don't know.
What if I hit on a teacher?
So, that's different, I guess.
So Drew Barrymore can get away with it and never been kissed, but I can't?
You know what that's called?
That's called sexist, man.
I had tonsillitis. I got forced to watch that movie. I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, you got forced to watch that movie. Shut up. It's like one of five DVDs that you own.
Okay, I got True Detective Season 2. I got True Detective Season 1. I got...
Didn't you have a giveaway for that? Didn't you have like a contest? Well, wait. Did you have a contest for Season 2 of True Detective?
Yeah, well, I have. I'm trying to think what else I have in there. I have Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh God!
I have 2001.
You have Never Back Down.
No, I don't. So on Twitter today, I said, if you take a screenshot of Battle Red Radio on your end of the year list for Spotify, and shouts out to @5Dirts. He had Battle Red Radio fourth on his list, and so he's gonna get a copy of True Detective. And I can't wait to go to the post office tomorrow. Like, I've never been so excited.
So True Detective season one.
Season two.
Wait.
Season one's for me.
Why is season one for you?
It came with both.
Yeah, so why don't you give them both?
No, he only gets season two.
God.
After I finish watching season one,
does anybody like you?
Maybe I'll do that. I'll finish watching season one and be like, hey, here's the season one for it too.
You know,
I'm done with it.
You send him just like the bonus feature disc.
I know, I think it all comes on one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Technology. I miss the old days when it was like three DVDs.
Like, no, there's four. It's like, here's
the digital copy.
One and two, three and four, five and six, digital copy.
Dude, I miss that.
And then there's another one for the special features. There's like four extra discs.
I miss that time.
I don't. But yeah, VHS. Shouts out to @5Dirts. I can't wait to go to the post office tomorrow and send you this. And thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to subscribe. Well, he probably already is subscribed.
You're probably just going to want to find out what your address is so then he can send you something terrible in the mail.
I may not put a return address on it. Hope he gets it. That makes sense.
You're the worst.
All right, so I have another question for you, a bigger question.
I have another answer.
How do you spell Garoppolo?
Okay. All right. I'm probably already wrong. GEURAPPALO.
No, not even close.
You know what?
You want to try again?
It's GU, right?
No.
Okay, then I'm already out.
So it's GAROPPOLO.
I thought it was Garoppolo.
No, it's Garoppolo.
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 Gur.
I always get confused. There's two P's or two
English
L's,
is hard.
But there's two P's in it. So I wrote a Power Rankings article today, which I do like every time we reach another quarter mark in the season. So we're 3/4 of the way there. It's almost going to be springtime again. We'll be done living this miserable life. So we'll go through the brackets of eight that I have here.
Okay.
So the first bracket I have here are the worst. So these are who I have for the eight worst teams in football right now.
Okay.
Cincinnati, uh-huh. Miami, uh-huh. Washington, the Giants, the Jets, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Arizona. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Washington still has a shot to make the playoffs because the NFC East is the worst
like
division I've ever seen.
5% chance.
Still a shot. But yeah, you know what? I'm not going to disagree with any of that. Cincinnati's playing some Andy Dalton again. All of a sudden,
which
they're
is good.
And, I mean, Arizona's a try hard. I don't think they're too bad.
Yeah, they're the best bad team.
Yeah.
I call them king of the rodents.
I don't have any disagreements because, yeah, Nick Foles. Poor Nick Foles. He's going to lose his job again.
Yeah. Well, like, Nick Foles can be a competent player on a really good team, and the Jaguars aren't a really good team at all anymore. And they thought they were going to be entering this year, and they aren't.
I don't even know where he would go at this point.
I don't know. Who? Nobody's going to trade for him. You know what they're probably going to have to do? So, I guess 3 years ago, the Texans traded Brock Osweiler. I mean, name redacted. To the Browns, and they had to trade a second-round pick for the Browns to get that contract. Jacksonville's probably going to do the same thing. They're probably going to trade one of the picks that they got in the Ramsey trade to get rid of that contract. But then they can start Minshew, and they have to pay Minshew like $400,000 a year.
It's true.
So they're probably going to do something like that. And they'll trade, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, like even Indy can maybe do that because Indy has so much cap space.
Well,
Indy
yeah.
has like $75 million just sitting there.
Yeah.
And they never want to spend it.
And then
like,
you do have Jacoby still for another year.
Yeah. And well, it's better than having Brian Hoyer as a backup.
It's true, too.
And then, hey, week 14, Jacoby may get hurt.
You're like so excited for saying
and Nick
this.
Looks pretty good in white.
Whoa, who knows?
He looks like an angel.
I don't know, man. I feel like...
That's my best bet what happens with the Foles thing. And that's why they bench Minshew for Foles is because they were trying to showcase Foles and be like, hey, this offseason, you want this?
You want this?
You want a taste of this?
But then it looked even worse.
It made it look worse. Like, yeah. Okay, we got...
It's like, oh, God, it's sitting out in the sun. We have to put it back in the fridge.
They hit the big red button as many times as they could. Throw it back in the cooler. It's starting to spoil.
I don't... You know what? I'm a little disappointed that we couldn't... That's the thing. What would we compare... So, Jesus Christ himself was defeated in battle against Minshew.
Satan and his vile, wicked forked tongue.
The mustache?
That's the forked tongue of Satan is his mustache?
It's his mustache.
I can get behind it.
Yeah.
The jorts or his like hoof, his goat feet.
So, what you're saying is that Satan won?
This time he did.
Okay. So, you're saying that he won.
You know, it's not like...
He kicked Jesus out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, that godless place.
You know what? That's a movie right there.
Jesus out of Jacksonville?
No, the devil kicked Jesus out of Jacksonville.
How about just Jesus out of Jacksonville out of Jesus.
You know what? See, you can't come up with a good movie title. Leave the movie titles to me,
Jesus
please.
Out of Jacksonville.
I just don't think you understand.
No, the alliteration. You had two great J's there.
You just who cares?
Yeah, two great J's.
It rhymes.
Yeah, but you had two great J's.
It goes together.
Yeah, you gotta get the devil part out of there.
I have to do that. It's a movie title.
What about Jacksonville Jesus?
I don't want,
there you go. That's
I don't want
it.
JJ.
Nah, that's it. That's not it. All right, mediocre. I got Detroit, Denver, Cleveland, Carolina, Oakland, Chargers, Chicago, Tampa.
I don't know. Oakland's falling off.
Yeah, that's why they're like, they would.
Oakland's pretty bad.
2 weeks ago, they'd be in the playoff section, but Carr's been awful the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, again, the Tyrell Williams thing is weird because I don't know if he's, I know he's been injured earlier, but who's he even trying to throw to? I don't even know. And Josh Jacobs, by the way, has been performing fine. Apparently, he's been having a shoulder injury that he's just holding back.
Well, like against Kansas City over 100 last yards. Week, he had, I think 14 carries for 107 yards.
Yeah.
But the problem is that they fall behind and they're down by
and
two.
And then you can't run them anymore.
And they can't run anymore. And it's like, all right, Derek Carr in the shotgun thrown to
he is. There is no way
Hunter
he is
Renfro.
Staying. They haven't re-signed him or anything, right?
No, not yet.
Is this his last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gone.
I don't know.
There's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on the open market.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be a lot of trading.
You got Mariota. You got Tannehill. You got Foles.
No. Tannehill's going to be franchise tagged.
Probably so.
Ryan the Cannon.
But you got Dalton. You got Cam. You got Jameis. You got, we already said Mariota. You may have Trubisky, some Trubisky action going on.
No, because they're on a run.
Tom
and
Brady's
Chicago's about to beat Dallas. I hate them so much.
Tom Brady's at the end of his contract.
Oh.
Ooh. Matt Moore looked pretty hot. Somebody may want Matt Moore again.
Yeah, we'll talk about Tom, though.
There's a lot. But that's going to be a whole podcast episode later in the year. So playoffs, I got Indy, Philly, Dallas, Rams, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Minnesota, Buffalo.
You can put Philly and Dallas in the bottom tier teams. Both of those two mediocre. Yeah, both those two teams are
worst.
Crap.
Put them in the worst.
Put them in the worst for me. You can put Dallas maybe in the worst. Yeah, it's fine. They're so terrible. And this is so awful. Mitchell Trubisky is looking like Lamar Jackson against this team.
So, Taylor, is there anything you like about the Dallas Cowboys?
The only thing is that I could back into a playoff spot, and anything can happen if you make the dance.
Like, do you enjoy anything at all about watching them lose to the Bears?
No, only because I expected this.
That was kind of nifty.
And it's just like what I told you. It doesn't matter. They don't care. What they want to do is lose to the Bears. They want to lose next week to the Rams, and then they want to win against Philly and Washington. Division's done. We're 8-8. We have a home playoff game. It's done. It's that easy.
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to try to work up to, and that's what their hype machine's going to be. But this week and next week, it's a joke, and it's just what I'm stuck with. I hate this team so much.
Well, name something good about the team, not just the fact they may make a playoff spot. Be like, I like how...
What?
I like Xavier Sheffield's ponytail right now. Can you say something nice? Jalen Smith recovered a fumble. That was cool.
Yeah, okay. We had a fumble recovery and an interception, the first interception in four games.
That's good.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
I hate this team.
Okay.
God, this team makes me so sick. I've been depressed about NFL. They ruined my Thanksgiving so hard, and it wasn't even funny. I didn't even care about the Josh Allen. I didn't even pay attention to who they were playing against. It was just how terrible they were.
Boy, you're fired up.
I hate this team.
Man, I had a great Thanksgiving, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Why did you ask?
I didn't want to know.
I had a great time watching Josh Allen on Thanksgiving Day. I woke up from this, like, sweaty sleep. I'm like, oh, it's time. And I was, like, telling my little bro, it's like, look at that arm strength. Look how he can throw the ball through the first level of zone coverage right there. Nobody else can do that.
Oh, yeah, nobody else can do that. Everybody can do that against Dallas. Didn't you just hear what I said? Mitchell Trubisky looks like Lamar Jackson right now. That's how terrible this defense is.
I mean, he doesn't look as good as Josh Allen right now.
Okay.
All right, so the last group here of contenders, Houston, Green Bay, New Orleans, Kansas City, New England, Seattle, San Francisco, Buffalo. If I write this again today, I would put Seattle ahead of San Francisco.
Only because I feel like they would be able to beat them in a playoff because of Russell Wilson. What holds the team back is easily Garoppolo. Or Garoppolo, not Gurr.
G- Garoppolo.
Yeah, but Garoppolo is the one that holds his team back. You don't trust him at all. That's why they kept running the ball last week. Even though the weather was crappy, you still saw the big difference where it's, Lamar, you're going to win us. Garoppolo, don't screw this up.
Yeah, I think Jimmy G's like really pick sixable too.
Yeah, he is.
Jeez.
There's a lot of yelling going on the sideline here for the Cowboys.
I feel like I'm watching my parents get divorced all over
this
again.
This is Jason Wynn yelling on the sideline. By the way, I'm glad you had this fire now.
Yeah, I don't like seeing an old man yelling.
Get off my team, old man.
You know what I really liked about that Ravens game? So their last drive against the 49ers, there's 6:28 left in the game. They ran the ball until their game-winning field goal. They had one negative play on that drive with 1:20 left. They had zero incompletions. They threw like four or five passes. No drops, just kept that clock moving, didn't run out of bounds. They only moved the ball, I think, like 42 yards. But
that's all you need to do.
Or the course of 6.5 minutes. But they know what they need to do.
I just hate how bad the weather was, because I get it. It was a great win against the great defense. But do we really know? Do we really know who's better?
I think Baltimore's better.
Come on. I'm not going to give you that. It's the same thing against New England and Dallas. I don't believe New England's better than Dallas.
I think New England's better than Dallas.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, so last week,
New England's terrible.
I went 2-2. You went 3-1.
Ooh, how weird.
Because you picked the Houston Texans.
How weird. It's a Houston Texans podcast, and yet the guy who hosts doesn't pick the team.
That's fine. This is a non-biased entity.
You're a poser, bro.
We specialize here in analytics.
What is that?
We look at the film. We look at the numbers. We, you know, don't let our hearts get tugged too far.
What's analytics?
You don't know what analytics is?
What's analytic?
You know, analytics.
Analytics.
Yeah.
What is analytics?
Analytics.
Analytic.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's not right.
It's like what? Like it's like Moneyball.
That's not Moneyball.
Yeah, it's Moneyball.
That's not Moneyball.
It's what Football Outsiders does.
It's Jonah Hill. That's not analytic.
It's what Pro Fartball Focus does.
Fartball Focus?
Yeah, Pro Fartball Focus.
What is Fartball Focus?
You know, PFF, the player grades.
I think we have a different definition of
anal,
PFF.
Yeah, it's analytics.
I'm done with you in this conversation.
We're non-biased entity here. But yeah, you're up on me by game now. I'm 24 and 22. You're 25 and 21.
My analytics are better.
Yeah, yours are better than mine. You're better at the analytics than I am.
Thank God I'm good at something.
I'm glad. So the first game we have here tonight is Denver at Houston. The Texans are playing Battle Red Day. They're 9-point favorites at home.
It's because it's Battle Red Day.
So you asked me, Taylor, if I like football.
Yeah. You know what? I actually want you, because you seem really excited. You're wearing a Texans shirt for the first time, I believe, all season.
What's the back say?
I don't know. It says poser. How weird.
It says Tunsil. I was going to wear the Josh Allen shirt, but I was like, you know, he's going through a rough time. He doesn't feel anything right now.
What? Okay, I don't even know what you're saying. Either way, I'm impressed, because I didn't even have to tell you about anything. You just actually wore it out of your fandom. So, Matt, how do you feel about football?
I love football. It's like the most I've enjoyed football since 2012.
I hope
this thing that I've waited for this entire decade finally happened. And I've just been so tired of the same things happening over and over and over and over again. And for something new and beautiful and spectacular, this finally happened was spectacular and incredible. Like, I go to sleep thinking about that Bradley Roby interception. I go for a walk and I think about that touchdown to Kenny Stills. I don't even care what happens in this game. I don't even care what happens for the rest of the year. This team could lose out the rest of the season, go 8-8.
What
they could lose to the Titans in Week 17, miss the playoffs entirely.
Trust me, you don't.
They
like
could
this
get
feeling.
Knocked out in the wild card round.
This doesn't make sense to me.
By the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I hate you so much.
I
so does everybody else.
I don't care at all. I don't care about this game. I don't care about anything else at all. Because finally, the Texans beat the New England Patriots, and that's all that matters to me. That's the only thing I care about. All
right, so I'm just gonna say this. I did appreciate that your team won, even though I picked your team, so I already knew. But man, you watched all the footage. Did you explain to our audience that you watched every game of the New England Patriots versus the Texans and watched them lose over and over and over, where you came over to my house on your birthday depressed and you said, I don't even care, Taylor. I'm just going to watch this. I don't even care. Like, I just want to just sit here. And I go, all right, man, you just want to get drunk? You said, of course I do. So we were just sitting there getting drinks.
I don't drink, dude.
Oh, okay. And no. You don't drink in 2 months. That's when you cut off.
No, I got one more month.
Okay. Either way, nobody likes you whenever you don't drink. Okay. Well, that's a different conversation.
That's, you know, you're an enabler. I got, yeah, of I got 26 I days left.
All right. Either way, we're going to go back to the conversation. So you were so excited. I've never seen you light up like a Christmas tree. And every single time they scored, shot, Taylor, shot.
You sounded like an
11-year-old girl.
That was
dude.
You.
I loved it, man. I loved every minute of that game.
Well, so what happened,
and
though?
It was like they said happy birthday to you, and you were so happy.
The biggest thing about it was that Roby had the interception. It wasn't just that, because A.J. Boye did the same thing in the 2016 divisional round New England. They kicked a field goal, of course. And then in 2012, Daniel Manning had like a 98-yard kickoff return. He's like 34 years old. Like I have no idea. I watched that game again. I watched that game like 7 times.
Of course you
and
did.
Like, the entire middle of the field is wide open, and 38-year-old Daniel Manning runs the ball. It's like the 8-yard line. They kick a field goal. And the difference between this game that happened on Sunday and all those other games is that Duke Johnson runs that great out route against Kyle Van Noy. They score a touchdown. I'm like, oh, it's on. This thing that's never happened before just happened, and this may be happening. And then the Stills touchdown. Was like I was just sitting there waiting for the Will Fuller deep shot, and he dropped it. And then they went back right away and did it. I couldn't believe it. So, like, that was nirvana for me as a football fan. And, like, I don't care about anything else at all. That happened.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't even understand you.
Like, I don't know
Do
how.
Do you understand that Ryan the Cannon Tannehill is coming?
That's fine.
He's coming.
He can do whatever he wants to us. I don't care.
Okay. This is where you go back to being the worst fan ever. You're like the best fan. You're all about them. And then you're saying, you know what, I don't care if you lose.
I'm just so happy this thing I've always wanted to have happen finally happened.
You know what? I just don't like you.
That's fine. Yeah. But yeah, no, I wrote like 4,500 words about it, though. I lost my mind.
In your diary?
No, I posted it.
Your diary.
You should read it. It's good. No, you should.
I'm not
going to
read your diary. That's private.
No, it's online. It's in public.
What are you talking about? Why are you posting your diary?
No, you should read the game review, actually. It's good.
Did you end it with XOXO?
No.
Matthew?
No. Nah. Nah, bro. I'm an artist, dude. I don't do that.
You ended it with Gossip Boy?
No, I'm an artist, man. I don't deal in gossip and witchcraft.
You did his signature.
And dark magic.
Gossip?
No.
Said GMAT?
No.
I don't know
no.
what you're saying that art means.
I'm an artist, dude. We don't write like that here. There's no cliches.
There's no XOXO.
We don't say things like, yeah, I like the Texans are pretty good. We don't write like that here. We don't in stuff like that.
You're a poser.
I'm not. But yeah, I don't care what happens the rest of this year. What needed to happen this season happened. And also, like, going into this game, this is the least interesting game the Texans are going to play all season against the Denver Broncos. Locke is their starting quarterback now. With Locke, Allen, and Flacco at quarterback, they're 30th in pass offense DVOA. The only thing they're good at doing is giving the ball to Courtland Sutton. And like Sutton's emerged as a real number one wide receiver. He has 906 yards and 6 touchdowns on 54 catches, and he's spectacular. And like Houston's, you know, they struggle covering the short passing game. They're pretty good against the deep passing game. They have been worse against the run without J.J. Watt, which is really surprising. And Denver has a good rushing attack. They run the outside zone very well. And I kind of like the Broncos' offensive line as long as Garrett Bowles isn't holding it all. And aside from that, like they have a good offensive line too.
You're not giving Lindsey any credit here?
Yeah, I said they have a good rushing attack.
Okay.
Yeah. And they run the outside zone very well. And Lindsey's their best back.
Yeah, well, yeah, easily.
Like, it feels like every carry of Royce Freeman's a waste of time.
Yeah, and I don't understand why they keep using him at this point because, well, last game, didn't Lindsey get, like, double the carries?
I think so. They finally started feeding him, like, 2 weeks ago.
And he's doing just fine with it. You need him for, like, whenever Lindsey gets tired and he needs to come off. That's when you put him in the game. Otherwise, there's no point.
Like, you shouldn't split it evenly.
Are you confident in this game? I know you say, like, this is the most uninteresting game, but do you even think that the Texans are going to win this game? Or do you feel like they're going to lose?
I think they're going to win, but they're not. I don't think they're going to win by 9 points. Like, Houston refuses to beat teams by more than 2 scores. And Bill O'Brien had this quote this week. He's like, yeah, I finally got 3 tight ends healthy. I need to start using them more in the offense. Like, no.
Is Vaughn playing?
He's doubtful.
Okay.
But, like, no, you don't need to do that at all, dude. The offense is at its best when you're throwing the ball downfield because Deshaun Watson is an elite downfield thrower. Throwing the ball downfield is the most efficient play in football. You have Will Fuller. You have Kenny Stills. You have DeAndre Hopkins, who used to be a premier sideline receiver until he stopped using him like that and turned to a lesser version of Michael Thomas. I don't know. I still can't believe you said that. But yeah, I'm like, I'm ready for like a 27 to 20 game. I'm ready for it to be like kind of boring. Like, I think I'm going to be hungover on Sunday for it on purpose. I think it's a good game to watch hungover. Just like you lay on the couch, like, yeah, it's whatever.
Because you're saying nothing exciting is going to happen, really?
Yeah. This is the least interested I've been in a Texans game so far this year.
All right. So I'm going to talk about something a little side different here. When is it? Because obviously, what? Denver's going to be is the exact same team that they've been here for now another season. Where, what are they going to do? When are we going to start blaming the actual GM here? That maybe he is overrated. Maybe we need to get his ASS out of the office.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I know.
So what do you do with John Elway?
I mean, you're stuck with him because he won two Super Bowls there. He won Super Bowls as a GM. He's a Hall of Famer. And I think like the kids on the team now.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, they're not gonna kick him out of there.
But
though.
Here's the thing, Matt. So what were we on? Were we on like 9 quarterbacks? We did the count.
Since Peyton?
Yeah, we did some.
No, it's less than we thought.
It was like 7.
I think it's like 5 or 6. Maybe, well, they added 3 more this year.
Well, either way, we'll look it up again. But my point to you is, do you just think that maybe they're going to get another quarterback, obviously. So is it just going to be spinning a wheel? Are they all just going to be sitting in front of Elway and Elway's just going to pick and choose who he thinks is best looking?
I think it's
who
think,
closely resembles my smile.
I think there's 8.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think I said 7 to 9.
No, 9. So Simeon, that big tall white guy from Memphis,
that's
Paxton
racist.
Lynch, Case Keenum, name redacted, Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, he who must not be named.
Dude, why is he redacted? He won.
And the Angel of Death. And then this year, Flacco. Then you had Brandon Allen, now Drew Locke. So I think they're either at 8 or 9. I would guess 9. I don't think I'm good enough to get all 8 off the top of my head.
Yeah, you should just
all
name
9
them like
off the top of my head.
Little white guy, medium white guy, big white
tall
guy.
White guy, tall, white guy tall, did, right? Tall white guy, tall white guy, tall white guy, tall white guy, tall white guy.
So either way, I just wanted to say, when do we consider, no matter what you've done for us, it's time for you to go. But I agree with you. I feel like they're stuck for another 10 years.
Yeah, it's all about the owner of the team, you know.
Until he dies. He's the new Jerry Jones.
No, he already died last year.
No, I'm talking about John Elway's new Jerry
Jones.
Oh,
no, but he doesn't own the team, though.
He'll eventually own the team.
No, the kids own the team. They're fighting over it. But the owner died last year.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying that John
Elway's
Elway
not,
is going to...
He's not going to own the
you
team.
You know what? I hate that when you disagree with me sometimes.
Because he's not going
to
own
I
the team.
I just want you to agree
the
with
most
me.
Valuable asset.
You could at least be nice to me for one day.
John Elway's
I've
not
only
the
called
team.
You a poser like 6 times.
Yeah, he's not going to the team. But yeah, Von Miller's doubtful. And like the Broncos have a mediocre defense. It's dropped off the past few weeks. Like Shelby Harris is having a breakout year. Justin Simmons is really good. Their pass rush is kind of stupid because it's just like, oh, the quarterback hold on the ball for 7 seconds, and Derek Wolfe gets a sack, and he loses his mind, and he's on IR, and he's out for the rest of the year, too. So, like, yeah, like the Broncos aren't a good team. They're a bad team. The Texans should win by, like, 17 points, but it's the Houston Texans, and they don't do that. So they'll probably win by, like, 7 points. And so because of that, I'm going to go Houston 27, Denver 20.
So just let the audience know, once again, you're picking Denver with your spread. All right.
Correct.
Correct. All right. Dude, this is easy. I'm the real Texan fan. 31-15. I want to say 21, but I'm like, I don't think they can score more than that. I'm going to say 15-21.
15-31?
No, 15-31. I want to say 21-31, but I'm going to go even lower. I'm going to say 15-31.
It is Battle Red Day.
It's Battle Red Day. That's
Are
what
you
going to
wear red on Sunday?
They're out for blood.
Ooh.
Ooh. You know who's not out for blood? You, because you're a poser.
No, like I'm.
You just picked Denver. You would go to Vegas and you'd bet on Denver.
Yeah, I would.
God,
I'm so satiated right now, bro. You don't understand.
You know what? We should have a poll.
You should.
The poll should be: are you allowed to wear a Texans T-shirt?
Imagine if you played Green Bay 8 times this decade and you lost every time, and then you finally
beat
them.
Hasn't that happened?
No, y'all beat them before.
I'm a Cowboys fan. That has happened.
Y'all beat them once this decade.
Once and. I think Dak had like one incredible game, but I think that was it. I think that was Dak's like rookie season.
Yeah, but then during the entire decade, the Packers just went to Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl. They haven't done that. I don't know. I can't
They've
think of a good comparison for it.
You know why? Because Aaron Rodgers is overrated.
But yeah, well, we don't get to talk about them this week.
Yeah, they're douchebags.
So next game we have here is San Francisco at New Orleans. New Orleans are 2.5-point favorites. So let's subtract the quarterbacks here. Like, close your eyes. Don't see Drew Brees. Don't see Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo.
Garoppolo.
Garoppolo. I think I spelled it right just now.
I think you did too.
So who has the better roster, the Saints or the 49ers? Don't think about the quarterback, though.
I don't know. I'm going to say 49ers maybe have one or two more. But no. I'm not going to say this. I'm going to pick New Orleans.
I pick New Orleans too.
I would think that because their defense, maybe, like I said, 49ers have one or two more guys on the defensive side than that. But then when you get to the offensive side, it's not even close.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would easily choose New Orleans in this matter. And the thing is, though, who knows? According to you, if Teddy Bridgewater was in, this is an easy win.
Easy win.
This is easy.
Get out of here, bro.
Because Drew Brees is the starter, this is going to be a complicated one.
Yeah. I think there's two problems New Orleans has.
What?
The first problem is that Andrews Pete is hurt. They start Nick Easton at left guard. That's a problem. The 49ers are really good in the interior. They had DeForest Buckner. They have this other guy who's like really good, who I always forget his name completely. Solomon Thomas has had a good year too, and the interior he's had like a breakout year as well. And then Terron Armstead was out last week. They start Patrick Amame last week on Thanksgiving. Armstead will be back this Sunday, but who knows how like quick he'll look, and he'll probably get a bunch of snaps against Nick Bosa. So I think that's one of the problems, is that New Orleans offensive line's baked up. And the 49ers have one of the best front sevens in football.
Yeah, and do you think that maybe that the loss against Baltimore is really going to kind of like motivate San Francisco?
This is the most Taylor question ever.
What are you talking about? That maybe San Francisco is going to be able to then take control in New Orleans? That is just the extra motivation instead of letting the crowd get to them, which is what most teams do in the Dome. San Fran's going to be able to overcome it because they believe.
Okay.
But you're not a San Fran believer.
I think if they had a better quarterback, I would believe him more.
Haven't I been saying that the whole time? Are you just hopping
no,
on
we
what
talked
I've been
about
saying?
This. I think we talked about this in week five.
I think you've just been agreeing with
me. I was like, no, let's see Garoppolo make more than one throw in a game. And they did it, but he did against Arizona.
You were impressed by it.
I
you
didn't
did
say
see
I was.
That. No.
Listen,
now I remember.
Well, I'm so tired of having circular conversations. All I said was that it was important that he did it. I said it may not mean anything, but it's important that he actually did that because he hasn't done it all year at all.
In the end, it's garbage.
And I know Arizona's the worst pass defense in football. So, I understand that.
It's garbage.
I'm saying he did something that he hasn't done yet this year.
But that's kind of what last
game... And that was
game,
important.
But that's kind of what last game showed, though, with Baltimore. It was really like, okay, Jimmy, we don't trust you in this weather, so we're just going to hand the ball off to Mozart the entire game. Also, don't screw this up.
Yeah.
While Baltimore is saying, Lamar, this is you, baby. See a difference? I see a difference.
Well,
I
guess the difference between that, though, is that Jackson is such a key part in the run game, whereas if Garoppolo's hand the ball off, he's not used at all. They're ignoring Garoppolo when they hand the ball off, whereas with Baltimore,
to make some throws,
they're still allowing Jackson to control the game. Yeah, I mean, I think...
Or they
really
didn't trust him to make a throw.
I think really what happened in that game was that what Baltimore started doing is they started blitzing their safeties, and they started really playing on the outside of the line of scrimmage. So all those toss plays and outside zone plays, they had such great success with in the beginning of the game. With Mozart, all those plays went away. And so then it's just like Garoppolo on bootlegs a bunch. The best way I can describe Garoppolo last week, pick sixable. He got close a bunch. Ooh, man.
He should have had it.
He got close. He was really fortunate. And then that other touchdown they ended up having, that fourth and one, was a bogus defensive pass interference penalty too.
I just really don't know what you kind of do if you're the 49ers, because
they can get out of his contract after the season.
I know, but are they?
I mean, they could.
But do you think they will? I don't know. Could. It's really going to be interesting with this team on what they do in the offseason, because obviously they're going to be able to make the playoffs here, and then it's all about how far they go. But you know it's going to happen. In the end, Jimmy G's going to throw some type of pick. He's just going to look ugly, and it's just not going to work.
He never looks ugly.
Why is the NFC just covered with just bad quarterbacks?
It isn't. It's covered in good rushing attacks.
Well, okay. What are the great quarterbacks in the NFC that are going to be making the playoffs?
Yeah, Wilson.
Okay.
Rodgers is great.
Nope.
He's like the eighth best quarterback this year.
No, not giving you that one there.
I'll give him that. And then you have...
Give me another.
I guess,
come on, baby. What we got?
The advanced stats say Dak Prescott's great.
Okay, we're not talking about that.
They make the playoffs.
Yeah, after tonight again. Oh, great passing, Dak. I'm glad we're getting garbage time. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Either way, it doesn't matter. His contract's going down here. I'm not counting him.
What's he at right now?
He's at like 33.
33?
Or he's 33. We dropped another $2 million after tonight.
Damn.
And by the way, the moment he makes 8-8 in the playoffs, $30 million, you get what you were first offered. Nothing more.
What, they win the first playoff game?
Who cares? We're at home. I expect you to win the playoff game.
What, they win the divisional round? 35?
I'm in the NFC Championship?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk then.
Okay.
Until then, no.
I like how they just turned to a kill and did it real fast. Like, that was an actual negotiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. So the other problem I see here for New Orleans, San Francisco is second in short pass defense DVOA. New Orleans, Drew Brees on passes over 15 yards through the air, 14 of 36, 356 yards, one touchdown, two interception, 11.9 yards an attempt. Brees is like, he's thrown like the 26th most attempts over 15 yards. And like, yeah, he missed 6 weeks, but I think he threw one pass over 20 yards last week against Atlanta. And Atlanta has notoriously bad safety play and cornerback play. Brees is old. He's afraid to throw the ball downfield. He tries not to make mistakes. His entire game has evolved around just throwing slant passes to Michael Thomas.
Is this last year?
And screens to Alvin Kamara. No, he's never going to retire.
No, I mean contract-wise.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're just going to keep him again, though.
No, you can't. And it's because, man, I don't ever want to admit that you're right.
Oh, okay.
But why does Teddy B look better with this team?
Because he's better.
Why does New Orleans just look better as a whole?
Because they like him more.
That's kind of what I'm getting, and nobody wants to tell Brees is Drew. Like the, hey.
If you play pickup basketball, Drew's like that 42-year-old man trying to control the game. But it's like, no, dude.
Get rebounds and be quiet. Hate Teddy and love Drew. Like, I get their love for Drew, but they all hate Teddy.
Because they know he's better, and it makes them upset.
I don't know if that's it.
That's why.
That doesn't make too much sense to me.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't know.
Like, they know what the truth is, but they're ignoring the truth.
I don't know.
It makes them mad. They can't look in the mirror and brush those teeth.
Dude, Taysom Hill's going to be the new starter.
So last week in Atlanta, Taysom Hill had 2 touchdowns. Brees had 0. And they had 3 field goals. And Atlanta had 3 turnovers that game. Great performance. Good job.
Matt, can you answer me a question? Why does Taysom Hill have a job and not... what's his face?
What do you mean?
What's his face? The Dream from Florida.
What? Oh, Tebow?
Yeah. Why doesn't Tebow have a job? Isn't he the exact same player?
Yeah, I guess they could have been used similar
it's
ways.
It's the exact same player.
I guess so.
Like, but what Tebow is the difference?
Tebow wants to play quarterback, though.
Taysom Hill plays quarterback.
No, but Tebow only wants to play quarterback.
I think Tebow said that he would just play at this point.
Yeah, but that was also like...
Taysom Hill would be... that's my point.
I think Hill's faster than Tebow is.
I don't know.
He blocked a punt last week.
I blocked a punt last week.
You didn't block a punt last week.
Man, I'm worthless. Like, I didn't do anything.
I think like 0.25% of the NFL players have blocked a punt this season.
That's true, too.
And you're not even a portion of the quarter of the quarter of the quarter. So, yeah, I like San Francisco this week.
All right. So, for me, I don't. I'm going to say back-to-back losses because I like the dome. And I'm going to say it's going to be a close one, too. I'll pick first. I'm going to say it's 23-17. I don't think San Fran gets over 17 points, even with the dome in this case. I think the crowd's going to be too hyped. Is
too
this
hyped?
The night game?
No, this is a 3 o'clock game.
This is stupid.
No, this is a 12 o'clock game.
Well, okay, what's the night game?
What's the night game? Do you want to know, bro?
I don't even think you know.
Do you want to know what the night game is?
You know
the night game is Seattle, Los Angeles.
Okay, kill me now.
This game's taking place at 12
o'clock.
Get the
Rams off of the night game. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so angry. I hate football.
Yeah. And so we had a quick viewer question real fast. I almost missed it.
What do we got?
This is from @DXTex. Will this Sunday be the inevitable letdown game for the Texans? And I think it's going to be like a letdown in the fact that they're not going to win by a bunch of points, but they're still going to beat the Broncos.
I think that's all that matters, though. As long as it's not the letdown game that y'all lose, because it's at home.
It would be the most...
It's at home, correct?
Yeah.
That's why I think y'all are going
to
win.
It would be a very
that's
Houston...
That's why I think it's going
to
be a blowout.
It would be a very Houston Texans thing to do, be to lose this game.
I just think your offense is going to have fun, and I think that's what it comes down to, where it's like, hey, Deshaun, let's just bomb the ball.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Let's just do
they
that over and
they
over again.
Do that,
you have 3 guys. Just pick.
Yeah, they don't do
and
that.
And bomb it.
Yeah, they don't.
Whoever has one on one, throw it to them.
They don't do that though.
That's what I would do.
They should do that.
Oh, but they don't. That's what Dak Prescott does. It works out really well for my team. That's why I'm about to be 6-7.
They are. This is not you, Taylor. You're not playing. You don't need to worry.
I hate this team.
It's not on you. So next game we have here, Buffalo or Baltimore at Buffalo. I thought it was going to be a snow game. I was watching the Weather Channel earlier this week. I'm like, yeah, there's cold snow coming off the lake up there. It's supposed to get 5 to 9 inches. That was like on Tuesday. It's going to be 41 degrees at 12 o'clock on Sunday. Cloudy, probably a little bit of wind. But the Ravens are 5.5-point favorites in Buffalo. So who's the better quarterback, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson?
I'm not even going to answer that question. That's just dumb. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to skip over that question. I'm going to touch on this real quick here. Don't you think that Buffalo would kind of understand how to defend against Lamar because they have essentially the same quarterback, just not as good?
No. Because
you don't think so?
They have a bad run defense.
Okay, fair enough. I was just going to say, even with the bad run, I just feel like you see this all the time in practice. Like, this is a guy who's just faster, and yeah, his juke step's a little bit better. And I don't think Josh Allen has a juke step.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think he's that
good. Watch that Miami game.
Okay.
I'm glad that you learned also that Josh Allen doesn't look to run.
Are you kidding me?
He stays in the pocket forever.
Wait, you're comparing it against on the Thanksgiving day? I'm about to lose to Mitchell Trubisky here, and I'm sorry. He is the second coming of Lamar Jackson as well.
I'm talking about all season long, though.
I watch every Buffalo game.
You don't understand. I watch everyone their games.
All right. You know what?
I told you. Josh Allen looks to throw.
You know what? I'm going to take over the Houston podcast. You can go work for the Buffalo podcast.
I don't think they like me there.
I don't think they do either.
I'd be like, yeah, they're 9-3, but they haven't made a team of. We don't care. Shut up. We don't care.
Why would you bring that up? I wouldn't care.
I mean, they haven't made a team of 500 yet this year.
Dallas is over 500?
No, they're 6-6.
They're about to be 6-7.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, it counted at the time.
Buffalo has lost to Cleveland. They've lost to Philadelphia.
By the way, Josh Allen.
They lost to New England.
Poor, what's his face in Cleveland? Because he's about to be taken over for a better quarterback. He's about to fall again.
Who?
Why am I blanking here? Cleveland.
Cleveland? Mayfield?
Mayfield.
He's not getting benched.
No. I'm saying dropping even for best quarterback in the draft, man.
Oh,
Josh Allen is now like
above. He's number one.
Yeah. Wait, no.
You said yes.
No, I didn't say yes. No. I didn't say yes on that. No. You tricked me on that. No. He's moved above. He's not number one in that draft class. Lamar. Okay, go on.
I can't believe you tried that. I mean, the biggest thing about Allen is that, like, after last year, it was like, he sucks. He's stupid. It's like, he's 20 years old. He doesn't have a front lobe, but he does things that nobody else has ever done before. And now he worked very hard this offseason. He put a lot of work and effort into his game, and he was better this season immediately. And everything he's done this all offseason's really paid off. He's improved a lot more as a touch thrower. He can throw the ball through zone coverages. The only thing that he can't do well is throw downfield very well. He's very inaccurate and wild, which you'd think he'd be better at because of how big his arm is and how wide his smile is. But that's the one that he doesn't do very well is throw the ball downfield.
For how wide his smile is?
Yeah.
What is
how blue his eyes are.
What is with you and him?
How good is our God, Taylor?
I don't know.
How good is our God, Taylor?
I'm so done with you.
I posted a picture of Josh Allen online. I was like, how good is our God? And somebody's like, what are you even talking about?
Okay, nobody should even follow you at this point. Either way, I'm done, so I'm going to move on. Lamar Jackson, he shouldn't have been able to sidestep the way he does in water, Matt. When the field is that wet and he can juke somebody and just literally not even look at the dude and sidestep to cross him over. The guy was going to be crossed either way because of how slippery it was. But the fact that Lamar didn't even almost slip, like there was no, it was so subtle, so gentle.
Well,
and
he
it
like,
was wet.
He does that really great thing where he goes all the way one direction. Yeah, it was good. And then he just really like does that plant and just goes completely right.
But how can you plant in that weather? That's kind of where I was amazed.
And like
you shouldn't be able to.
The really great one was that zone replay. And it was against, I think, Alexander, that cornerback. And he went all the way into the line scrimmage.
It was a slip and slide. He just kept going and going.
Yeah. The other funny thing about that San Francisco game, too, is they bit so hard on those play fakes. Like, San Francisco was just smashing the running backs like, hey, you know he keeps it sometimes, right? You know he's going to keep the ball.
I didn't think they would believe that he would run in that weather, though.
Oh, you think
I think that's kind of where their mindset was. Crazy. That's why I'm saying I'm more interested whenever it's a clear day.
Yeah.
A beautiful.
I also think Greg Roman is a beautiful God. He created the perfect earth, the perfect ecosystem for Lamar Jackson to thrive in. And I'm very happy for everything that's set up.
You love him so much.
I love Greg Roman.
Okay. Why don't you hold his hand?
Well, he won't let me.
You know what? That's what you should say. Just hold a sign up.
He has these funny,
let me just
like,
hold your hand.
Short little thick fingers, too.
Is that what you want in life? Short little thick fingers?
Nah.
Is that what you want?
Nah. I want other things in life.
Like what?
Like finding
Christmas
solace
is coming up.
And peace.
By
world
the way,
peace, that's what I want in life.
Okay. Well, thank you, Miss America. I watched Noelle, by the way, the one where it's the female that becomes Santa Claus, and it's the one where it's that car commercial is based off of. I liked it.
I'm glad.
It was adorable. Disney Plus, man. I'm sorry. I have to pitch it.
Great. I think the key about this game, though, Buffalo, 22nd run defense DVOA. They allow 4.5 yards a carry, which is 21st. Baltimore, first, of course, in run offense DVOA, 25.4%. They have four running backs. They have, I mean, they have the greatest rushing offense I've ever seen. Their run offense now is better than Los Angeles' was last year. If they get to 27% rush offense DVOA, then they eclipse Seattle as the best rush offense this decade as well, too. So, yeah, it's spectacular. I think that really is what this game comes down to. The Bills can't stop the run. The Ravens have the best run offense in football. And Lamar Jackson won't even really need to throw all that much. And they'll do what Dallas didn't do last week, and that is run the ball against the Buffalo Bills a lot.
What's the point spread in this?
5.5. Baltimore favorites on the road.
All right. 5.5?
5.5.
On the road?
Yeah.
But it's clear.
Clear, foggy, cloudy, maybe a little windy. And the Ravens don't have a great run defense either. Buffalo can run the ball. They have like a watered-down version of Baltimore's rushing attack. They don't like to use Josh Allen's runner that much.
I'm still going to put it at this. I'm going to say 28-21. Baltimore. I'd still put it at 7 points, so I'll still take Baltimore in the end.
Yeah, the other cool stat I had, you hear another cool stat?
Oh, yeah.
So Devin Singletary, the Bills' new running back.
Yeah, Frank Gore's lost that.
Well, the average box he faces on his rush attempts of that 8-plus more defenders is 5.1%. Frank Gore is 42%. So, like, Gore's in, it's like, oh, it's a run play.
Didn't Frank Gore break the record?
Yeah. I don't think Frank Gore should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, are you? And that's what I was going to ask. Are you excited that he broke the record, too? Or are you
bummed
out?
He broke third. He broke Barry Sanders.
Yeah, yeah,
so
no, that's
now.
What I mean. It's like,
just,
are you...
He's just been pretty good for a long time.
Because they're going to allow him to go into the Hall of Fame because of this.
Yeah, and you're like, cool.
That's what I mean.
He was around forever. Yeah. Great. Anyway, he's like the newspaper. He's like the mail. It keeps showing up. It doesn't mean I like it.
Do you still get the newspaper? Wait, mail's always a good time, especially if you get a package.
And all the mail I get's like Sears catalogs.
For old ladies?
It's like, I got the internet now. I don't need this.
Is it for like Buffalo people?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what it is.
So that's another good stat. But I do have Baltimore winning. I'll mix it up a little bit. I'll say 31-17. And like...
You're just copying Taylor.
No. You said 28-21.
Dude, you're just copying me.
And then also against Philadelphia, they allowed 217 rushing yards. Like, I think it's going to be a game like that. They're going to allow like 250 rushing yards. And Josh Allen's going to play from behind. It's a really good pass defense. And he's going to look mortal. He'll bleed a little bit. You know, he'll bleed. He won't die, but he'll bleed a little bit.
I don't know what that means. Are you saying that he's going to... Where is he going to bleed from?
His urethra.
Where is that?
It's like in your ear.
Is that an ear thing?
Yeah, it's an ear thing.
Is that a nose thing?
Ear thing.
Ear thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the last game we have here, Kansas City at New England. The Patriots are 3-point favorites.
Why?
This is a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. What was your, what do you remember most about last year's AFC Championship game? Take me back in the time machine here. What do you remember about last January?
It's this easy. I remember the cannon. That's what I remember. I remember the OT.
Tom Brady's cannon.
I remember the arm, all of a sudden, him being on the sideline, him putting a ball pump in his arm directly and pumping it up, and then him throwing the ball nonstop on every third down, completing it, driving the field, scoring the touchdown, winning the game. He's just impressive.
I think he completed like 5 third and tens in a row.
He did. It was, I think it was like some
and they're all,
record.
They're all just like slants or posts in the middle of the field. When they spread everything out wide, and it was just like, no, I think Gronk caught one or two.
Yeah, it was James White, I think, caught one too.
Yeah.
But mostly Edelman.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun game. Well, also the cool thing about that game too is New England went up big. They did all that power running, and then the Chiefs scored 17 points in like 7 minutes. Like, I was tired, you know? And then Brady came back and, you know, let him down the field and the whole sort of thing.
And it's all you have to do is just sit there and watch where it's, all right, just wait. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. And Matt, that's what I want to get to. You know what I don't feel like anymore?
They're going
to
do it?
They're going to do it.
So are you saying the New England Patriots are dead?
I am. And it's this easy. I can easily say it's this confident. Not that they're dead. They're not going to make playoffs or anything, or not even make AFC Championship.
I mean, they're 10-2.
They're not making Super Bowl.
They're not making Super Bowl.
They're not making Super Bowl. I can easily tell you that. And it's just because
they won't get easy division round game. That's the important thing.
And Matt, it's like what I just said, though. Whenever you're watching it and they're down, you're like, they're not going to do it. You don't feel confident. What do they have on offense? Even for how bad Tom Brady looks, which, by the way, he has regressed. No matter what anybody tells me, it's even worse than what last year was in the regular season.
I mean, the problem is that his receivers are bad.
That's the other thing. It's exasperated.
But, yeah, Tom Brady's not the same player anymore. He's 42 years old.
Do you think, though, that he would be better if he had Antonio and Gronk?
Yeah, of course. Oh, anybody would.
So the main thing is that, and before, Tom used to be the guy where you didn't have to get those guys. Now he is the guy where you have to get those guys. So is it regressing or is it just turning into a normal human being?
I think it's like
the
Sanu little bit
thing
both.
Was a bust, though.
He'll get better, I think.
No! You need to admit to me. He is 32
I'm not
years
admit
old.
To you
you gave up a second rounder. Wait, yeah. is he older or is he 32?
I don't know. I don't know how
either,
old Muhammad Sanu is.
Either way, that is a bust of a decision. That did not work out. And if they could have received another receiver from a different team, Miami gives away guys like it's a fire sale, you could have probably offered Devontae Parker for a second round, and they may have decided to do it.
I don't know, dude.
Either way, my point is, you could have done something better than a 32-year-old Muhammad
Sanu.
Okay,
he's not 32.
What is he?
Older.
He's 33,
isn't
he?
No, he's younger. He's 30. Okay. He's like as old as you are, dude.
That doesn't make me feel better. I can't run out any type of... I can run a slant right now.
Yeah, you could.
I can run a slant.
We can run some slants.
Yeah, dude.
I like to run
the
post.
I'm not going deep, though.
I like to run the post, the deep slant.
Yeah, you like deep slants.
No, I like the post.
No, you like deep slants.
No, I mean, I think this new thing will get better because he's only been there for a brief amount of time.
Not
going
to get better.
He's
just
only been
hurt.
There for like 4 weeks. It'll get better. But I mean, the other problem, though, for that game, like Brady was calling audibles to the line of scrimmage, and then his guys just didn't know what to do. A really good example is Jacoby Myers ran an out route to the sideline, and he looks at Brady, and Brady just assumes he's going to go up the sideline, and Myers just stands there and doesn't move, and then Brady throws up the sideline. Nobody's there. He's like, what are you doing, man? Come on. Come on now. And then there's another good example where he has a receiver on the left sideline, and he audibles to him to go down the sideline, run a stop and go. He goes all the way up the middle, and Brady throws it 30 yards up the sideline. Nobody's there. And there's a lot of throws like that. It's like, oh, they just are completely off page. They don't know what they're doing. They're trying to change things to the line of scrimmage, and there's just no communication there. They don't know what to do.
So, other question then, and I know we're stuck on New England here, but it's because I really do have another question on this. Is the playbook too complicated?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Because the reason why I ask that, it's just because with guys like Antonio, for example, I doubt you're telling him to do anything else except, hey, go be yourself. While it's other guys where they're having to be able to be route runners. They don't have the breakaway
speed. Yeah,
because
they don't have the same level of talent.
Exactly. So, is the playbook too complicated for them? That's kind of because it's all of them. It's not just one of them. It's all of them.
Yeah.
They're all out of place except James White, Edelman. That's it. If he doesn't have them two open, he's screwed every time.
Yeah.
And Sonny Michel, you disappointed?
I mean, he's like a between the tackles guy. He doesn't do anything as a pass catcher. He doesn't break many tackles at all. He's just like...
It was disappointing, too.
It's like, whenever he runs the ball, it's like trying to run the ball in all Madden. It's like, I'm lucky if I get 4 yards.
But that's why I mean by... I know I'm saying Tom Brady regressed. It's just, they're asking Tom to be Tom. He's not Tom. He's not going to win you the game.
I think he could, but they picked the wrong guys. And also, I always think it's Keneal Harry, but it's not. It's N'Keal Harry.
N'Keal.
He's been bad this year.
It's been
awful. And there's a lot of like the big, smart draft nerds. I guess they're not big, but like the draft nerds. A lot of them said, why are they taking him here? He doesn't get separation at all. The only thing he's good at is just jumping over guys down the sideline. And he did that, you know, the week before against Dallas, but he's not good as a short route runner. And New England's based off those shorter routes, those slants, those, you know, quick digs, those quick outs, and they don't have those sorts of guys too. Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a combination of, you know, two things. it's, you know, Brady's older, and then also their skill players, like, they're not on the same page. They don't have the same level of talent all anymore. And the last thing is that their power running offense isn't as good. Like, last year they ran the ball 45 times, I think, against the Chiefs for like 230 yards in that playoff game, and they had James Devlin healthy. David Andrews is healthy as well, too. They're starting Ted Karras, and he's not very good. And without, you know, they missed Devlin a ton. They're not able to run power and lead and draw and counter as well as they were last year without him out there on the field, too. And that's a big part of what they're missing with this offense, is that same level of power running as well, too.
Yeah, and I don't know. And do you maybe think that if they were just using the James White and Burkhead combo, that it would be better than Sony Michel?
I mean, that was one.
Is Burkhead in the doghouse?
No, nah, he's not.
Where has he been?
He just isn't like him.
He
and,
runs like two plays, and they're like, Burkhead, get the hell out of the game.
Him and Gillislee were both guys who's like, oh, I'm so mad they went to New England. Neither one of them worked out. Gillislee was cut from the team, and Burkhead's never been like fully utilized at all. No, I mean, like, that's what happened in that Houston game, though. They started using James White as a receiver more, and he caught a touchdown. He caught another deep pass, and that kind of changed that game up some, too. And also, like, that game last week, like, I don't know how much of that was because Houston went prevent and just started playing off-man coverage and didn't want to get beat deep, or if New England figured out Houston's defense some. I don't know what happened, but they will put some points up on the end. They were an onside kick away from...
Probably in prevent.
Yeah, I guess so, but
that's,
like,
usually what teams do. It's like more like, hey, just don't give up the big play. If they want to waste clock, let them waste clock.
I do think I think the James White thing was legitimate, though.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I think that was legitimate.
I mean, there was one legitimate.
I mean, Edelman converted first and 30. And the other problem they have, too, is their...
I can convert a first and 30.
The other problem that they have is their tackles are kind of slow, so you can run around them. But this week against Kansas City, they don't have offensive... They don't have defensive linemen like that. They don't have speed edge rushers. It's a lot of power. It's a lot of bull rushes. It's a lot of swims and hand fighting. It's a lot of straightforward rushes. So I think they're going to be able to pass block very well against this Kansas City team. Compared to last year, we have Justin Houston and D4 coming off the edge. That's a more of a matchup that would give New England trouble this year, but Kansas City doesn't have that anymore.
But their secondary has been better.
It's better. Their pass defense is good.
That's what I'm saying. Their defense has been looking like they're getting better and better each game, where now you're not having to rely on Patty Mahomes. Patty Mahomes didn't have many yards last game.
They scored 40 points.
I know, and he didn't have many yards.
Yeah, because they had shorter fields.
That's my point.
I mean, they would still score 40 points, though.
You know what? I feel like my point was established here.
I mean, their pass defense was good last year, too, though.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. Not as good.
It was a top 10 pass defense.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. And if it was, the stats are... They're screwed up if that's the case.
Kansas All right, City so this year, terrible. They're 6th in pass defense DVOA.
Okay.
They're 30th in pass defense. They're 30th in run defense DVOA.
Okay.
Remember, because that's important here, too, in this game.
No, it's not. We only said passing.
Yeah, I'm just saying in this game in general.
You know what? It's not important.
That's the most important thing about the Chiefs is that if you get a lead, you can run the ball. You can attack their slow linebackers. Last year, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
You ready for it? I'm
ready. 25.
They were 12th.
Told you. Not in top 10. Point
fringe,
established.
Fringe top 10 then. They're better than
that's
you
Taylor
thought.
Taylor 1. That's Matt
they're,
0, everybody.
You said they were
I'm glad
awful.
We're keeping score
they
still.
Awful last year.
That's not in top
that's
10.
That's a good pass defense.
It's not in top 10.
Yeah, it was good.
Unless you're in top 10, you're garbage.
No, it was good.
You're garbage.
No. It's not as good as it was this year. It was good last year. That wasn't the problem. The problem is the same thing again, though, is their run defense is terrible. You can attack their linebackers. And, like, I know New England's rushing offense hasn't been that good this year. And, like, everything I just said... But, like, this is the team where they should be able to run the ball against. This is it. And I think if they struggle in offense this year and this week, I think it says more about their running offense and how much they miss Devlin and more so than, like, you know, their pass catchers. Because this is a tough matchup for them. For any team's pass catchers, this is a tough matchup.
I'm sorry, but I'm just not a believer in this at all. And I feel like that Patty Mahomes,
Why are you starting calling Patty? Where did this come from?
I don't want to say Patrick. Do you want to say Pat?
Yeah,
I feel
I
like
guess
it takes
so.
Too much out of me if I say Patrick. That's how
that's
like,
the laziest thing I've ever
you know
heard.
What? It takes... How many syllables is that, man?
It's the same amount. Patrick and Patty's the same amount.
That's not the same amount. It takes a lot more... No.
Patty. Patrick. It's the same amount.
No, 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 man. It goes Pat-rick.
No.
That's what it does.
There's just more words.
Yeah, I don't like
more
that.
More letters.
More letters.
More letters.
Yeah, I didn't like that. So I'm going to say Patty. So
that's fine.
Patty and I hang out on weekends. Don't
that's
be
good.
Jealous, bro.
I liked how happy he was last week.
I don't like it.
I mean, like, he was smiling. He's been very upset on the sideline sometimes.
Good. I don't want them to have success. I am sitting on the sidelines depressed every single week. Oh, good. My team just lost again.
I'm about to drop the confetti.
All right, it's
and 30. It's just dead rats in the ceiling about to rain down on you.
I hate this team so much because they don't care as much as me. And this is another year of this. I hate this. Oh, my God.
You know, secret?
No.
They don't care about you, Taylor.
You know what? You're a poser. I don't care about you and your posing.
Look, Taylor, I'm satiated. I'm living the afterglow now.
You're just using big words right now.
Satiate isn't that big a word.
Satiated doesn't even make any sense.
Sounds like I'm fulfilled. I'm satisfied.
Sounds like you're saying shake, shake from Metro Station right
satiated.
Now.
Satiated.
Dude, you're thinking of Metro Station again.
S-A-T-I-A-T-E-D. Kevin, you know what satiated means? Yeah, it's not that hard.
You can't get Kevin involved in this. See, yeah. He knows Metro Station.
He knows both.
See, he knows.
He knows what satiate means too.
No.
Dang
Metro.
It. There's one more thing I wanted to say.
There wasn't one more thing. You were talking about Kermit the Frog and how impressed you were that he was
happy.
Oh, no,
this is the other thing I want to say. I think the most important thing about this season, though, and right now, the Patriots are 10-2. The Ravens are 10-2 with a half-game lead on New England. Both the Texans and Chiefs are 8-4. All this means is that New England's not going to get some, like, crappy, you know, they're not going to play Los Angeles, who's going to poop their pants right away. They're not going to get Tennessee in the first round of the playoffs. In the second round of the playoffs.
They are going to get Tennessee.
No, they're not. They're going to get a tough. Well, even if they play Tennessee, that's a tough matchup this
Ryan
year.
Ryan the Cannon, Tannehill,
that's
baby.
Fine. That's fine they play Tennessee.
Just admit that it's Ryan the Cannon.
That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
The Texans beat the Patriots. I don't care. But what I'm trying to say here is that the Patriots aren't going to get this easy divisional round matchup where they're going to walk in backwards to AFC title game. They're going to actually play somebody. And that's really the only thing I care about. Like, I'm glad they're going to have to actually prove it this time to make it to the Super Bowl.
You already got your wish. You don't even care if your team misses the playoffs. You're the worst fan anyone has ever met.
No, that's not true.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
I just feel different things.
I just don't like you sometimes.
I just feel different things.
You make me so angry.
I'm sorry. I feel things differently. I view the world differently. I'm an artist, Taylor.
You're not an artist. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
All right. So what's your pick for this game?
I have Kansas City. I got Kansas City, 28. I got New England, 23. If you copy my score, I know you're a copycat.
All right, I got Kansas City, 28.
Shut the hell up.
I got New England.
I'm going to hit you so hard.
23.
No, you don't.
No, I have New England, 27. Kansas City, 24.
What?
Yeah, I do. I think New England's going to run the ball some. I think be able to control the clock. And I'm a believer in New England's defense.
Is this your game that you're wanting to pick against me in order to try to catch up? Because you're
a loser.
And you're still behind the
I'm
real
I'm down
winner.
By one game. It's not the time
you're
of
a
year.
Loser.
And also, I'm best in the postseason.
I was terrible.
In the postseason picks count.
I thought we lost every postseason. I thought you and I were both awful.
I can't remember. I remember we were better last year. I just remember last year we were a lot better in the regular season. We were like 12 games above 500.
Yeah, postseason we were god awful.
We should have picked easier games this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so to recap, I'm excited for these four games. The rest of the weekend's kind of bad. Actually, the one thing I forgot to mention was the Jameis Winston thing. So he's so close to Triple Crown. He has four less touchdowns than Russell Wilson. He's leading the league in interceptions. He has five up on Phillip Rivers. He's been sacked 40 times. Kyler Murray is leading the league with 41. He may be able to win the Triple Crown of quarterback statistics. And also, they're playing Indianapolis this weekend. It's the Tony Dungy Bowl. Like, I know Tony Dungy's retired. He's not there. But that means something still, damn it. 1998 wasn't that long ago.
That doesn't mean anything.
It's the Tony Dungy
Bowl. You
want
to look at Tony Dungy, you can look at him in the NBC booth.
It's the Tony Dungy Bowl.
He's on a halftime show.
He should broadcast that game, actually.
I don't know.
He should.
He's too soft-spoken.
I'm fine. He looks like Bat Boy.
What? Bat Boy?
You know who Bat Boy is?
Who's Bat Boy?
I'll show you after the show. All right, so recap. I have Houston 27, Denver 20. I'm picking Houston. I'm picking Denver with the points. You have Houston 31-15. You're a true fan.
That's what it is.
I have San Francisco 20, New Orleans 17. You have New Orleans 23, San Francisco 17.
We have a lot of different games in this.
We're letting the nuts
this
hang
this
weekend.
This is going to be nuts.
We're letting the nuts hang this weekend. I have Baltimore 31, Buffalo 17. You have Baltimore 28, Buffalo 21. I kind of want to go against that. I want to
you
want to
go against that?
Yeah, I want to, but I'm not. And then I have New England 27, Kansas City 24. You have Kansas City 28. New England 23. You have any famous last words? Anything you want to say about Dallas real fast?
No. Why are you bringing them up? I just had to watch them. They're the worst freaking team I've ever seen. I'm so depressed. I'm just hurting.
So we have one.
Nobody gives a damn. You don't. Like, everybody just laughs. Everybody just thinks it's so damn funny.
Yeah, it's the
same. You know what? It hurts, dude. It's just.
That's why you don't feel anything.
6-7, dude.
Just don't feel anything. It's better that
dude,
way.
This is such.
All right. So the last listener question we had was from at Uproot Text 99.
I don't want to talk anymore.
What crops are best to grow for a quick profit in Stardew Valley? Now I don't know what this game is, but I guess it's like a Steam version of Farmville. And the only thing I remember about Farmville was I like growing green tea. I liked having the tractor. You only have to click once and get rid of 4 squares, you know?
What? Bro, if you only had 4 squares, your farm was weak. I had 5 different houses on my farm. I had a haunted house on my farm.
I'm still mad about the haunted house.
Yeah, everybody was mad about that.
I was legitimately mad about that.
Because nobody else had the haunted house.
Because you paid money for it.
There, I tell you, you paid money. I go, no, I didn't.
You paid money for it.
I paid money for that haunted house. I just happened to have a haunted house. Everybody was so jelly of that haunted house.
You spent $25.
I didn't spend any $25 on it.
Yeah.
Dude, the haunted house was so legit.
Is it still on your Facebook?
I don't know. What can you access it?
It'd be kind of funny, like, you're on Facebook and someone's like, oh, they start sharing you Farmville coins. Like, what year is it? What is going on here?
My grapes have probably spoiled by now.
Are the Texas Rangers in the World Series again?
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, no. Am I complaining on Facebook that the Texas Rangers aren't making the playoffs again?
Complaining on Facebook.
Yeah, that was 2009.
You're probably complaining on MySpace.
No, Facebook.
Dude, you were never cool enough to have a Facebook. You were MySpace.
Yeah, we took pictures together.
We never took pictures together.
We took so many pictures together.
I never took pictures.
We take pictures in the bathroom together on a digital camera.
That never happened.
And then I'd go home and upload them on the hard drive, and I'd text you like, oh, dude, you gotta like these photos.
That never
You'd
happened.
You'd be like, wow, we look great.
But I will only like them
See
at
you on
2
Friday.
a.m. I just love that. It's from Ryan. You know, yeah, I knew that he was interested in me. How? He liked my photo at 2 a.m.
Oh, man, that's rough. Well, like our podcast at 2 a.m., give it 5 stars, give it a review. I can't wait to send out True Detective Season 2 tomorrow at the post office. In the meantime, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to my Red Radio. And thank you for being on tonight, Taylor.
Whatever. I hate NFL.
That sounded good to me. I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Since 1979, TireRack.com has been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Test results, ratings, and reviews are there to assist. Or try the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. Tires ship fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. Shop Hankook tires at TireRack.com.